This image illustrates the factors that determine hair color and texture in humans. It's divided into six panels, each showing a hair follicle and a cross-section of the hair shaft, corresponding to different hair colors and textures. The top row of panels depicts the hair follicles and the emerging hair shaft. The leftmost panels show a straight and curly blonde hair, followed by a straight and curly black or brown hair, and ending with straight and curly gray hair on the right. The curly hair follicles have a distinctive hook-like shape, which contributes to the hair's curliness as it grows. The bottom row shows cross-sections of the hair shafts corresponding to each type of hair above them. These cross-sections highlight the distribution of two types of melanin pigment, pheomelanin, which is responsible for blonde and red hair colors, and eumelanin, which determines brown and black hair colors. The presence of these pigments within the cortex of the hair shaft gives the hair its color. In the blonde hair, we see a larger concentration of pheomelanin, which is lighter in color. In the black-brown hair, there is a higher concentration of eumelanin, giving the hair a darker appearance. The gray hair panels show a reduction in pigment, with more air spaces within the medulla, which is the central core of the hair shaft. This lack of pigment results in the gray or white appearance of the hair. Each hair shaft is composed of three layers: the cuticle, the outer layer, which is made up of overlapping scales that protect the inner layers of the hair; the cortex, which contains the melanin and is responsible for the strength and color of the hair; the medulla, the innermost layer, which can be hollow or filled with air or keratin, and is not always present in all hair types. The structure of the hair follicle and the composition of the hair shaft play a significant role in determining the appearance of hair. For example, the shape of the follicle affects the shape of the hair shaft, and thus, its texture, straight or curly. The presence and proportion of different melanin types within the cortex define the hair color, and the changes in melanin production over time lead to the graying of hair.